what we can read is that it is much better to walk in the way of the Lord. What the writer tells us next is that when we search for wisdom, it must be with our whole heart, our whole person. So in verse 2, he tells us to turn our ear.
Katika kifungu cha pili, anatuambia tugeuze sikio letu.
And to apply our heart.
Na tuweze kuweka moyo wetu.
In verse 3, he tells us to call out and cry aloud.
Katika tatu, anasema tuite kwa sauti.
And in verse 4, there's the picture of someone searching for treasure.
Na katika kifungu cha ine, ni picture ya mtu ambaye anatafuta fedha.
So, 6 times he tells us to search with all of our being.
Mara sita anatuambia tutafute na uwezo wetu wote.
Now, think of that picture in verse 4.
Wewe kumbuka ile picha iliyo katika fungu la 4.
There's a person searching for silver, looking for hidden treasure.
Kuna mtu anatafuta fedha, anatafuta kilichositirika.
You know, such a person, they'll give all their strength. Suppose that we heard that somewhere in this field there is buried silver and gold. Somehow we got news from a previous owner that buried in some parts there's great riches.
Labda tu mwenye alikuwa naishi hapa ama mwenye hapa tuambie katika kona moja kwa hii shamba nimeficha dhahabu nzuri.
And now if you're sure it's true, what would you do?
Askari. Kama utajua kwamba kweli anakuambia ukweli utafanya nini?
That's right. So Abraham will get an askari to keep everybody else out. But then day and night he'll be digging every corner, every meter of the field. Because he knows when he finds it, he won't need to work again. So he'll sweat, he'll toil, he'll have hurting hands and a hurting back, but he'll keep going until he finds it. People will do those things for earthly blessings. But the writer tells us to seek out God's wisdom in the same way. If you only have half a heart, then you won't find it. God reveals himself to those who seek him with their whole heart. Yes, and he'll wait to see who's playing games with him and who is serious. But his promise is, if we seek him with the whole heart, then we will find him. Verse 5, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. It's no use to be only half serious about the things of Christ. If Abraham just threw a few seeds in the air around here, and just scratched the surface a little with his spade, and if he just pulled up one or two weeds and ignored the others, later he'll be hungry. But if he comes and says, "Ah, what's wrong with this farming? It doesn't work." We'll know what to say to him. So you weren't serious. Of course you got nothing. Now, should we be less serious in the things of God? If we seek God only a little here, a little there, will we find him?
Tukitafuta Mungu tu kidogo kidogo hapa kidogo pale kidogo tutaweza kumpata kweli?
But his promise is if we seek him truly, then we will find him.
Lakini ametuahidi kwamba tukimtafuta kwa ukweli tutampata.
The writer tells us some of the benefits and blessings of wisdom.
Mwandishi anatuambia vitu ambavyo tunaweza kupata vya baraka vya hapa katika kitabu chake.
So verse 7 and 8 he tells us about protection.
Saba anatuambia kuhusu kulindwa.
Now the first word he uses is victory in verse 7.
Katika saba ya kwanza anasema ni ushindi.
As you read on, you can see it's the victory of overcoming the challenges of life.
Ukisoma utagundua kwamba ni ushindi wa kushinda changamoto katika maisha.
That if trouble and difficulty is thrown at you, yet you keep on going.
Yaani shida na matatizo zinakuandama mpaka zinakubandika kwa nguvu, lakini wewe unaendelea.
So the same verse it speaks about God being a shield.
Lakini verse ambayo inafuata inasema kuhusu Mungu akiwa ngao yako.
And verse 8 he's a guard.
Nane yeye ni mlinzi.
And that he protects the way of his faithful ones.
Yeye analinda ama anahifadhi njia za watakatifu wake.
God's people can avoid many troubles through wisdom.
Watu wa Mungu wanaweza kuepuka shida nyingi kupitia kwa hekima.
Now, in a very simple way, we see some of the troubles that come to foolish people.
Katika njia iliyo nyepesi sana tunaona shida zikija kwa watu ambao ni wajinga.
The man who drinks his wages has no money to pay his rent.
Mtu yule ambaye anachukua pesa yake ya mshahara na kunywa pombe hana pesa ya kulipa rent.
The man who sleeps until the middle of the day, he can't find work because all the jobs are taken.
Mtu ambaye analala kutoka asubuhi mpaka saa 6 akienda kutafuta kazi anapata imeisha kwa sababu amelala sana.
The one who doesn't plant in the planting season, he can't harvest in the harvest time.
Ule mtu ambaye alimi wakati watu wanalima hawezi kuvuna wakati wa mavuno.
Those things are very obvious to us.
Vitu ambavyo tunaviona.
But there are many more things that the book of Proverbs will teach us about wisdom.
Kuna vitu vingi ambavyo kitabu cha Methali kinatufundisha kuhusu hekima.
And the dangers and troubles we can avoid.
Na adhara ambayo tunaweza kuepukana nayo.
And so it's good to walk in the way of wisdom.
Kwa hivyo ni vyema kutembea katika njia ya hekima.
Don't just look at the challenges of being a Christian.
Usiangalie tu changamoto za kukua Mkristo.
You know, you see others taking shortcuts in life and seeming to find things easier.
Unaona watu wengine wanachukua shortcut na wanakuwa vizuri.
But if you learn wisdom, you'll see the many, many dangers and troubles which you've avoided.
Lakini ukijifunza hekima utaona mambo mengi ya shida ambayo unaweza kukutana nayo.
In verse 12 to 15 he speaks of the dangers of wicked people.
Kutoka 12 mpaka 15 anaongea kuhusu hatari za watu.
Seems these are the same people as in the last chapter.
Hawa ni wanapatikana katika ile chapter ambayo tulisoma wiki jana.
Those who say come and join our gang.
Wale ambao wanasema kuja tushirikiane.
Come and live in our evil way.
Kuja tuishi katika maisha yetu mabaya.
We'll have an easy life.
Tutapata maisha mazuri.
We'll take what we want. We'll share everything together.
Tutaweza kushiriki kila kitu pamoja.
Nobody will stop us. Nobody will stand in our way.
Hakuna mtu atakuja mbele yetu.
Life will be easy and good.
Maisha itakuwa nywe na nzuri.
You know the prisons are full of those people.
Unajua huko gerezani hao watu wamejaa huko.
And the police shoot those people. And those are the ones you see lying in the ditches. Those are the ones in old age have nobody who cares for them. They didn't listen to wisdom. They chose a crooked path, verse
15.
And those paths lead to terrible ends. Another benefit is told us in verse 9, 10, and 11.
9 mpaka 11 tunapata neno lingine.
tells us that we will rejoice in wisdom. We will find that it is better. It'll be pleasing to us. We'll learn to rejoice in it. We'll find that old temptations, they no longer attract us like they did. As we grow, we'll grow in strength and power over temptations. We'll no longer envy or feel jealous of the wicked. When we'll see the full picture of the troubles they've got as well as their gains. God will show our souls that wisdom really is a better way. Now, verses 16 to 19, not only the wicked man, but the wicked woman. Now remember here, the teacher is speaking to his son. So he warns him about the dangers he faces as a young man. If you're a woman, then you can make applications the other way, of course. He says, with wisdom, you will avoid the adulteress who comes to tempt you. And verse 16, she has seductive or persuasive words. And she promises a man fun and enjoyment. He tells him that they can enjoy themselves with no worries or responsibilities. But it's a false promise. I don't know if anyone here has ever been fishing. So when people go fishing, they put their hook down into the water. And on the hook, they place some tasty food for the fish. Yeah, like a worm. And the fish is attracted by the food. Now, I don't know really how fish find their food, if they smell or see or what. But the fish comes, it knows the food is there, and it tastes the sweetness, but then it tastes the bitterness of the hook. And it's been deceived. That's how the temptations of adultery are. The sight and the taste may seem very attractive, but behind it there's an awful hook. And in the opening chapters we'll see that he teaches much more about this. But now he's telling us that wisdom will keep us safe. Where are the men who've been thrown out of their houses by their wives? And those whose children hate them and despise them. Those who became scorned and ashamed in their villages and communities. It's those men who didn't listen this warning. Those who went to take somebody else's wife. Wisdom will keep us safe. Wisdom teaches us about the hook that's behind the worm.
hekima inatufundisha kuhusu mtego wa ndoano ule ambao huko hapo.
Verse 18, her house leads down to death.
18, nyumba yake inaongoza kuelekea mauti.
Her paths lead to the spirits of the dead.
Na mapito yake yanakwenda kwenye wafu.
Wisdom helps us to see beyond the immediate temptation, to see what lies behind it.
Hekima inatuwezesha kuona sio tu yenye iko pekee karibu na sisi, na kuona zaidi yenye iko mbele.
Verse 20, 21, 22 tell us that the wise will inherit the earth.
20, 21, 22 inasema kwamba wanyofu watairithi inchi.
One day God will take his enemies away from the world.
Wakati Mungu atakuwa anatoa adui zake katika ulimwengu.
He'll bring down the heavenly glory to this world.
Atalete utukufu wa mbinguni hapa ulimwengu.
When he makes all things new.
Na atafanya kila kitu kipya.
That's a promise that's there in verse 21.
Ni ahadi ambayo katika 21.
Says the upright will live in the land, the blameless will remain in it.
Maana wanyofu watakaa katika nchi na wakamilifu watadumu.
22, the wicked will be cut off, the unfaithful will be torn from it.
22, bali waovu watatengwa na nchi, nao wafanyao hila watang'olewa.
Did you know the Old Testament says quite little about heaven?
Unajua agano la kale linasema mambo machache sana kuhusu mbingu.
The believers were taught that there was a place that was wonderful that they would go to.
Waumini walifundishwa kwamba kuna mahali fulani ambao ni pazuri wangepelekwa.
But there's quite little in the Old Testament revealed about it.
Lakini katika agano la kale wanasema kwa uchache sana kuhusu
mahali hapo. It's only in the New Testament that we get a fuller picture.
Lakini katika agano jipya ndo tunaona picha iliyo imejaa kabisa.
But the great hope of the Old Testament believers was to inherit the earth.
Wale ambao walikuwa katika agano la kale walikuwa wanafundishwa kwamba wawe wakijua kwamba watairithi inchi.
And that the earth would be made glorious.
Na inchi itafanywa na utukufu.
In the Bible, heaven is a place still of waiting.
Na mbinguni ni mahali ambapo bado watu wanangojea.
It's not our final home.
Sio mahali petu pa mwisho.
But Jesus is coming back from there.
Lakini Mungu atakuja kutoka mawinguni mbinguni.
And he's going to transform the earth and make it glorious.
Na atabadilisha ulimwengu na kuifanya utukufu.
And that was what the Old Testament believers had their eyes upon.
Na hivyo ndio vile agano la kale inafundisha na macho yake unaweza kuona.
Abraham inherited the land of Canaan that he was a stranger in.
Abrahamu alimiliki inchi ya Kanani ambayo yeye mwenyewe alikuwa ni mgeni.
And we will inherit this earth that now we are strangers and pilgrims in.
Na sasa sisi hapa katika duniani sisi ni wageni, lakini tutakuja kurudi inchi tena.
But we have to live rightly in God's earth.
Lazima tuishi sawa sawa na katika inchi ya Mungu.
Because God is going to cleanse it of all the filth and all the unrighteousness, all the wicked people who now defile it.
Mungu atakuja kuitakasa na kuondoa uchafu wote kwa ya watu wote wabaya ambao wameharibu.
But those, verse 21, who are blameless will remain in it.
21, wale wote watakatifu wataishi milele.
So, we've read at the beginning of wisdom is to turn to God in repentance and faith. True wisdom begins with repenting and believing in Jesus Christ.
Wisdom yani hekima iliyo ya kweli ni kuanza kwa kutubu.
It's only Jesus can give us a heart to understand these things. Only he gives a desire to follow in this way. Only his blood can forgive us for the evil that we've already done in God's world. Perhaps you've already followed often wicked men and wicked women. You ask, how can I now be in the way of the righteous? How can I get there?
Unauliza naweza nikarudije kwa njia ya watu watakatifu? Naweza nikarudi namna gani?
Only through faith in Jesus Christ.
Peke yake ni kwa imani kwa Yesu
Kristo. Only by asking him to give us a new start.
Kwa kumuuliza Yesu Kristo akupatie uanze tena.
Because he rose from the dead.
Alifufuka kutoka wafu.
In a new and glorious life.
Katika utukufu wa maisha.
And he can give us that new life too.
Anaweza kutupatia maisha hayo.